Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at how to feel more united, to feel as a team on this journey. This is such an emotional roller coaster. It can put the strain on the best of couples. So how can you feel united? On our journey, my wife said she felt lonely on the journey. It really shocked me. So how do you stay united even if you think differently about situations? How do you stay united if you believe your partner's not pulling their weight and as committed to the journey as you are? Well, let's dive in and find out. Please do rate the podcast if you like it. It's completely anonymous. And remember to subscribe so you get updates on future episodes. Loving you. I was really shocked when, about 8 years into our fertility journey, my wife said to me that she felt lonely. She felt lonely on the journey, and actually often felt lonely in our marriage. And I was really, really shocked. I thought I was really hands-on. I came to all the appointments. We talked about the appointments and treatments, but she said she felt lonely because she had no idea how I felt about everything. I've had clients that feel really frustrated with their partners because they don't see their partners putting as much commitment and focus onto the fertility journey that they are. Perhaps they're not taking their nutritional diet as seriously. Perhaps they won't take supplements. And it can be really difficult when you don't feel like you're being a team on this journey. So how can you feel more like a team? For me, a team is being emotionally connected, feeling united. Even if you don't necessarily agree on something yet, just feel like you're in it together, working it through together. For me, that's what makes a team. Not always agreeing, but feeling united on the journey as you work through those things. And to feel united, you have to feel heard. You have to believe you are being listened to. You have to really understand why someone is maybe behaving the way they are. Maybe you don't understand why they're behaving that way or why they're saying what they're saying. It's really getting into their head and understanding what's really going on, even beyond the words. Because sometimes we're not great at communicating stuff. Sometimes we use words that actually inflame a situation rather than create deeper connection. It's like, you know, arguing can be a valid form of communication. For me, for many, many years, I avoided arguments. I was fearful of conflict. But now I can really see that arguing can be a valid form of communication as long as you're arguing or fighting to get back into connection and not fighting to win. What often happens when a conversation becomes an argument, it becomes about winning, about protecting our position and losing face, and it becomes more personal rather than actually two people trying to fight to get back into connection. One of the biggest things that prevent us from feeling united or feeling as a team or getting back into connection when there's a disagreement, or one of the things that creates a disagreement or stops us resolving a disagreement is judgment. Using judgments, often we use them so unconsciously rather than really seeking to understand. We use judgments just unconsciously. We don't really mean to say it. We don't realise the impact of saying it. We think it's innocent. But it does actually often inflame the situation. Let me give an example. We blame someone for how we feel. You make me feel. Something like that. The other person feels challenged. They feel got at, and they become defensive. Often we say things we're not realising are actually judgments. Sometimes we use the word I feel, but what follows is actually a judgment. I feel neglected. That's a judgment. You judge the other person's neglecting you. It's not a feeling. There'll be a feeling behind that. If you think you're being neglected, you might be feeling sad or feeling angry. So judgments are the biggest thing in our language we're often not aware of that prevent us from being a team, prevent us from being united. I might come home from work, not so much now, but when my son was much younger, my wife be at home all day with a toddler or baby and be tired, and I've come home from work and she's tired and end of a tether, and maybe I didn't do a few things I said do, I'd do on the way out, maybe take the rubbish out, whatever it may be, and she maybe those things made her day more difficult, and she'd be saying, oh, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, and be angry with me. And they could be judgments. And sometimes when I hear judgments, a little part of me, a little boy in me, hears it from like a child. My wife used to criticise my driving. So I used the word criticise, that's a judgment. She used to say things like I'm driving too fast or driving too close to the car in front. She would judge my driving, but I hear it as a criticism. As if it was my mum and me being a little boy. So be really careful of our language. If we keep judgments out of it. The driving example, my wife began to realise that. So she'd say, I feel scared. She used to own the feeling, I feel scared. There was no judgment in it. Then I was slow to catch on. I judged her feeling as unnecessary. There was no reason to be scared. That's a judgment. I was judging her feeling as unnecessary. When I took judgment out of it, I just saw and sensed someone I love feeling scared. Do I want her to feel scared? No, I don't. I slowed down automatically. Even I didn't think it was necessary from a safety point of view. I did it because I could sense where she was at. See, underneath the judgment, you get back into connection. I may not agree the need to slow down, but I wanted to slow down because someone I loved was feeling scared. See, that sense of connection, being a team, is a precursor to resolving any disagreement. It's not about always agreeing. It's about feeling united along the way. It's about letting go of judgment, being super aware of judgment, and get focusing on understanding the other person. What's really going on for them? They're not taking things personally. They may be using judgments unconsciously, but if you could see what it is, just language, their thinking. If someone's feeling emotional, it's not about you. You don't make them feel anything. They may think it's about you. But the more you take it personally, it becomes a fight, and fight to win. The more you can see it's not personal. And just seek to understand why your partner is feeling angry, why they're upset, whatever it may be. What's really going on? What's the why behind the behaviour? Often we judge the behaviour, we take things personally without really seeking to get under the skin of it and understand how that person's feeling and why they're feeling that way. There's a great book called Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, and he shares a communication process you can use for sharing situations or listening to others. He believes there's no conflict around the world. And the late Marshall Rosenberg, he's no longer with us, but through his long career, he acted as a peacekeeper, a negotiator between couples, between nations. He believes there isn't any conflict, any situation that can't be resolved, and having both people's needs met. When you focus on really seeking to understand the other person, what their needs are. Because often we're very lazy in our language, we're not even aware of it ourselves, and we're sharing from an emotion, we're acting out of that emotion, and not really sharing and owning what our needs are in that moment and articulating that with love and grace. If we could do that, life would be so much smoother. And the structure of nonviolent communication is the first step for communicating something. The first step is you start with an observation, not a judgment. So my wife, you know, you're driving too close to the car in front, that's a judgment. The observation could be, when I see the distance between us and the car in front, that's just an observation, there's no judgment. It could be, when I see you're not taking your supplements, that's just an observation, it's not a judgment. So start with an observation. Second thing is, share a feeling. How does it feel? And you need to make sure two things. One, you own it. I feel. Not you make me feel, not it makes me feel. I feel. And make sure it's a feeling, not a judgment. I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel disappointed. I feel scared. What's the feeling? Not a judgment. I feel you don't care. That's a judgment. I feel abandoned. That's a judgment. So make sure it's a feeling. The next step is, what's the need that's not being met? What's the need underneath that feeling? So it could be, when I see you're not taking your supplements, I feel sad. Because I have a need to know, whatever, what's the need? Maybe it's, I have a need to know we're in this together. That we're being a team. What's the need behind that feeling? Own it. And this is where often we don't get to that level of detail of really sharing our needs. We act from the emotion. Or we share a judgment and it becomes a tit for tat. And the last thing could be a request. Would it be possible? It's a conversation. Would it be possible? It's a request. And they could say no. And then you can understand, why is that? What's going on for them? What's the need in their life that's not being met in this moment? What they need for them to be willing to honour your request? So when you focus on understanding, feelings, needs, and be clear of judgments, you can feel like a team. And if your partner is just talking to you and all you're hearing is judgments and emotion, take a breath. It's not about you. It's not about you. Even if you think it's about you, it's not about you. Seek to understand, what's the need here? Start with the feeling. What are you feeling here? You're feeling angry, and sometimes even when you say that, it can make it worse. Of course I'm feeling angry, but just stay with it. Excuse the disgusting analogy, it's like lancing a boil. Just let it come out. Hold a space for it without taking it personally. Once someone feels heard, they're more likely to listen. So just don't take things personally. No judgments are just lazy language. It's what someone's thinking in that moment. It's not truth. When they calm down, it's often we say that when people calm down, I didn't mean it. And if we don't mean it, when we're triggered, we're low state of mind, we say things. When someone's in a low state of mind, just don't believe what they say. They're in a rational place. And don't take it personally. It's not worth it because it's just causing a fight unnecessarily. When someone's in a low state of mind, it's almost like they become their inner child. Like your little girl or little boy fighting with their little girl, their little boy. It's not till we're talking as adults you can get somewhere. So if someone's gone into being like a child, the other person needs to stay an adult. And that child will come back into adult. So it's not about always agreeing, it's about feeling united by understanding what's going on for the person. And from there you can work through any kind of decision. That way you can feel united even if you disagree on a situation. In the show notes is a link to a document that is like a communication process that's based on the nonviolent communication process, as well as other excellent processes. I've brought it all together for one communication process to really help you sit down and really listen and understand each other. And really listen. Step-by-step process, because I know some people like that. I think particularly the men. A little like a script. And I promise you, this step, this process can dramatically change relationships. Good relationships can be even better relationships if you practice this. If you were to commit to practicing this every day for a couple of weeks, it doesn't have to take very long. It can be really short. You can time box it 10 minutes. It becomes more conversational. You remember the principles at other times in conversation. It keeps the conversation cleaner and more laser focused, which is why it doesn't have to take very long at all when it's focused, when it's not contaminated by judgments that send us down rabbit holes that detract from the whole thing and becomes out winning. It could be 10 minutes. Whether you do that or not, I just really, really suggest it. You become super sensitive to judgments. Because you are super sensitive to judgments, you respond unconsciously to judgments. But be aware of judgments, whether you're using judgments, whether your partner's using judgments. Trying to eradicate judgments. If your partner's using judgments, don't judge him for it. Just don't take it personally. No, it's not about you. It's their thinking in this moment. And seek to understand what's really behind it. Focus on the feeling, focus on the needs. Loving you.